Yes. My name's Jason Dole. Thank you so much for being here. And, you know, sports, many students and parents look forward to school sports every year, different sports at different times of year, of course. Due to COVID-19, most, if not all, sports had to be canceled or postponed. We were talking with Joe Abraham of the Sullivan County Democrat. He's our sports editor. As the school year was starting, about how the sports might go this school year. Well, here for an update, we've got Sullivan County Democrat sports editor Joe Abraham. Welcome back, Joe. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing well. I'm trying to remember what we talked about the last time, but I do remember like some sports were shifted from the fall or winter to the spring, things like that. So what? Refresh us on what did and didn't happen up until this point, and what we think is going to happen from here on out.
Sure. So in the fall, the state had some guidance that they offered as far as if fall athletics would happen. And once they made that guidance known, it was up to the individual sections, because there's different sections across the state for sports. For example, all Sullivan County schools and Orange County schools are in Section 9, and they're also part of the Orange County Interscholastic Athletic Association. And so after the state gave their guidance, it was up to the individual sections to kind of figure out how they wanted to proceed. You know, statewide sports like football didn't really get guidance to get started, but in other sections, soccer was played, a few other sports in the fall. Section 9 and all the Sullivan County schools pretty much did not have any fall sports, that's just how the season kind of went for them. There have been talks at the state level. If there wasn't fall sports, that they were going to do three condensed 10-week seasons in 2021. But since fall sports did happen some places in the state, as far as at the local level, within, like, individual sections, the state championships were canceled in the fall. I don't think they're going to go that route for 2021. So while sports were played across the river in Pennsylvania this past fall and in different sections of the state, locally in Sullivan County, fall sports didn't happen. Some practiced, had some sport-related practices, but no actual games were played. But kind of shifting gears into the winter, which is where we're at now, winter sports season, once again, you know, the state offered guidance. They've allowed low to moderate risk sports, which instead of listing all that qualify, the only ones that really matter in Sullivan County that our schools have as teams is indoor track and skiing, have been permitted from the state as far as sports they can play this year in the winter. Whereas the high risk sports, the basketball, the wrestling, the cheerleading, which all happens to be indoors, they have deemed it to be, as far as this time, not allowing it yet. So that's sort of where we're at. And while the state has permitted sports like skiing and indoor track to be able to have practices, the Orange County Interscholastic Athletic Association, which is what all the Section 9 schools are under, and Sullivan County schools, are sort of pretty much doing, at this point, postponed it even further into January. So they came out after the state gave their guidance and said, we're postponing the start date for all winter sports to January 19th. So winter sports have yet to get underway here, but it looks like there's a chance for skiing and indoor track to happen. But those sports also have some issues they have to try to figure out. With skiing, you know, they have to find a way to kind of go through the process. First off, Mother Nature needs to give them enough snow, which has been a struggle in recent years. And then the second thing is some ski lodges or locations where they usually have events, while they might be able to use the hill for skiing, they're not going to be allowed to necessarily have access to the lodge or whatever you'd call that place where they can go in and change because of COVID. So they have to kind of manage that. And as far as track, indoor track, they need to find a place to run because they normally run at West Point on the Army base there, but they have pretty much West Point said not this year, can't do it. And then locally in Sullivan County, they did some developmental meets over at SUNY Sullivan. SUNY Sullivan, you know, not being fully open as far as students on campus and with their athletic program, they've said you can't do it here either. So, you know, there were some talks, and there might possibly about doing indoor track meets outside, but once again, that's very tricky, as you would know in the Catskills, as far as if weather would make that very feasible. So,
yeah.
So there's a lot still to be determined. Basketball, wrestling, cheerleading, we don't know at this point if we'll even see that happening because the state hasn't even given that the green light. Low to moderate sports, which is for local purposes, indoor track and skiing, the state's given it the green light, but the OCIA has pretty much said not till January 19th. So that's what we have in New York State. Right over the river in PA, they actually did have a more extensive fall sports season, as I mentioned earlier, but as far as winter sports, they were supposed to get started this month, but recently their governor has come out and made some statements as far as COVID and cases increasing there, and pretty much they've postponed winter sports at this point, or high school sports. And Honesdale, which is right over the river, their school district, even before the state came out with that, they had decided to push anything back until January 4th when students come back from the holiday. So.
Wow. But the other reality that we have right now is, just looking at the Sullivan County dashboard, we've got this second wave is what it looks like. The numbers are almost as bad as they were back in June. A lot of these sports discussions didn't even happen until, you know, the summer, late in the summer sometimes. What's the likelihood that things are going to get pushed back even further in the not-too-distant future as we deal with rising cases of COVID on both sides of the river here in the winter?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a betting man personally, but I think that things haven't looked good as far as how sports, you know, at least with Sullivan County schools, at least in the winter, taking place. I'm not sure. I mean, it's going to be very tricky because, as you mentioned, you got the cases increasing situation. There's different hurdles that you have to face. So, yeah, it just depends. Track, you know, it's feasible, you know, that they could do some meets outdoors, which they've discussed. But once again, like I said, it's very weather dependent, so that's tricky. And then skiing, you know, I think that there's a chance we might see a couple track indoor track events happening outdoors, which I know is confusing enough to say because outdoor track is a spring sport. And skiing, I think we might see some of those. But I would say that I wouldn't bet on having basketball and those types of indoor sports because there's a lot you have to take in, whether or not just the kids, but then how many spectators are you going to allow with rising cases? So that's what I would say. But, you know, I think the spring would probably be a lot more likely to have, you know, a return to some protocol. Like, even with protocols, things won't look exactly like we're used to them looking, but we might actually see some sports happening because we're shifting back outdoors and, you know, our nation is progressing with this vaccine that's been being distributed. But it's going to be a little while before the everyday, normal, relatively healthy person gets it. So,
So you talk about that it's state offers guidelines. It's determined essentially at the section level. Regardless of whether it's likely, is it possible that a school might get the guidance from the section and just say, you know what, we're not going to do that. You know, like the section says, hey, you know, you could start doing X sport, and the school decides we're not even going to attempt to do that. Has anything like that come up as to whether or not that's permissible, let alone likely?
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. So the section locally kind of takes their own guidance and issues things, but at the end of the day, it is the school district's decision whether or not they're going to allow athletics to take place. And so, yeah, I think depending on how the area goes, you know, yeah, it could very well happen. I mean, I know in the fall, Salzburg didn't have any sort of practices or any activity because they were the only school in the county that was on all remote instruction. They had recently returned to hybrid instruction, having kids, you know, coming into school, but they recently switched back to remote after, at least for a couple of weeks, I think, until because of a COVID case that had occurred within the district. So, you know, yeah, so that's just one example of, you know, a school district, because they were doing something different than all the other districts in the county with not having any kids on campus in the first quarter, they decided we're just not even going to consider practices or anything like that. So it is down to the district. So that's right. Pretty much, and I don't think that, you know, it's very possible we could just see districts say this is too complicated or too unsafe, you know, and so we're just not even going to bother with it. So
now we're talking to you because you're a reporter. You're the one who's looking into this stuff. You're the one who's familiar with this stuff. But I also, you know, I spent my time writing for a weekly newspaper. I know what it's like having to, you know, get something written beyond the beat. What's it been like for you being a sports editor for a local paper and not having any of these sports to write about?
Sure. I mean, personally, obviously working at WJFF, when you're a part of a team, you know, essentially you help out in various other functions. So on a personal note, a lot of my time has been spent kind of writing for other sections of the paper. But as far as being in charge of sports, I have to make sure we have a sports section that's out twice weekly. It's, you know, what people look forward to. So it's just been having to be a little creative. I mean, one thing we've done is on Tuesdays, I started a series called A Look Back at Sports. And that was kind of the inspiration for that, is because every Tuesday we run down the decades, which is just kind of looking through every decade on that day in history, what happened. And so people like that history stuff. And so if live sports aren't happening, then we figured, let's look back in the archives. Let's pull out some old stories on this day in history from the 80s, 70s, 90s. And that's gotten a really good response. And then the other thing is we've just had to get creative. Richard Ross, who's one of my sports reporters, has done a really good job of coming up with various theories. You know, last spring we did 20 for 20 on 2020 senior athletes, where he did profiles on a number of kids at various school districts who played sports but didn't get the chance to finish their careers the way they wanted to. That's something that could potentially be coming back if we end up not having spring sports. Who knows, like I said, what's going to happen in the future. But in the short term, he just debuted a new series about coaches and looking at coaching legends, and he started with Charlie Delmonico, which is a coach out in Washingtonville, but his daughter is very active coaching at Sullivan West. His grandkids, two of his grandkids, one is currently running at Sullivan West, one recently graduated from Sullivan West, and he had two twin granddaughters who ran at Monticello. Alternative sports, you know. We did a story on a boxing gym, a local kickball tournament, you know. Right. That's sort of slowing down now as we enter into winter, but, you know, we've just had to kind of think outside the box and, you know, just kind of get even deeper and rooted into the community, which is what we've thrived on and also what WJFF thrives on every day. It's just those unique events that happen in our community that just aren't anywhere else.
Right. Well, there's still something for people to see in the newspapers, so they can keep an eye out. Joe Abraham, sports editor for Sullivan County Democrat, thank you for running all this down for us.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays to everyone out there.
Yeah, happy holidays. Have a good one. Happy New Year.